Today, May 5th, 2007, this morning, Saraji had given this opening ceremony talk in this Tathagata Meditation Center in San Jose, California. So now, starting from 5 o'clock, Saraji will be giving Dhamma gifts every day at 5 o'clock. So Saraji will be talking about the method, how to make use of this Dhamma gift. And Saraji is very glad to have the opportunity to talk on how to make use of this Dhamma gift. So Saraji expects that may you all be able to receive this Dhamma gift, as well as the method, how to make use of this Dhamma gift. And Saraji expects that you use this Dhamma gift cherishingly, respectfully. So the ordinary kind of gifts are kept without using, but after some time, this ordinary gift will become dusty, moldy, and cannot be used anymore. And the kind of ordinary gifts that are used, when they are used for some time, they become worn out, and also they perish after using it for so long. But the Dhamma gift that has been given, if you make use of this Dhamma gift, the more you use, the more Dhamma gift will become clean, shine, and also it will become a better quality. So this Dhamma gift will become new, clean, and of good quality the more you use this Dhamma gift. So ordinary kind of presents and gift, they become worn out and perish after using it for a long time. But the Dhamma gift, if the Dhamma gift is used systematically, then the user also become skillful, and also the user will increase his or her quality amazingly. So the ordinary kind of gifts will be worn out after using it for a long time. But Dhamma gift is just the opposite. The more you use, the more Dhamma gift will become new and durable. So Saraji says, there is a saying, the true culture is the real essence of a human. So when the saying goes, the true culture is the true essence, one needs to understand what is meant by culture, what is meant by genuine culture or true culture. If there is genuine, there can also be fake. So what it means by fake culture. So if the culture is true and genuine, then the person can have satisfaction, and also there will be essence. So today, this evening, Saraji will explain on why it is said that the true culture, genuine culture, is called the real. So, in other languages, the word culture is translated in many ways, but in the field of Dhamma, in the field of Dhamma culture, culture means the ability to have control on oneself so that one will not be hurting others physically or mentally, so that others will not suffer. So that's why the meaning of culture is that having control of oneself so that one will not be hurting others, and thus others will be guarded or protected by having self-control of oneself. Oh, oneself, so that one will not be transgressing, one will not be committing misconduct. So one has to control oneself so that one can refrain from bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct. So these misconduct are very disgusting and detestable. Buddha had taught us to have shame, moral shame and moral fear from these misconduct by body, speech and mind. So having moral shame and moral fear, one will not be committing these misconduct. One will be withdrawing oneself from these misconduct by having control of oneself. If one can control and refrain from bodily misconduct, his or her bodily behavior will be pure, clean, cultured, tame, gentle, and lovable. If one can control oneself and refrain from verbal misconduct, his or her verbal behavior will be pure, clean, cultured, tamed, gentle, and lovable. If one can control oneself and refrain oneself from mental misconduct, his or her mental behavior will be pure, clean, cultured, tamed, gentle, lovable, and peaceful. So by having control of oneself, it is not only that he, she benefits, but also others will not be hurt. So by having control of oneself, it is a way of preventing and protecting others from being hurt physically and mentally. That's why it is this refraining from misconduct, being cultured, tamed, gentle, and lovable in body, speech, and mind. It is the true essence of human, which is necessary for all religion, which is necessary for all people of different beliefs and religion. Everyone has mental impurities. So wanting oneself, wanting one's family, relatives to be well and happy. So this wanting one's family and relatives to be well and happy, it can be based on metta, loving kindness, or it can also be based on lobha, greed. So the kind of wanting, the kind of greed one wants for oneself, one family, or one relative, one's relative, if it does not hurt other people, then it is not so bad, and others will not take it as a sin, or others will not take it as an offense. So others forgive this kind of wanting or greed that does not hurt others. But if the person is very selfish, if the person looks only for his or her own benefit, only for his or her family, only for his or her country or the nation, it becomes a stream form of loba, a stream form of greed. So one at some point may indulge in this greed, and thus one can end up transgressing, committing misconduct. Lacking control of oneself, one will not be a genuine human. So others will also be hurt physically and mentally. Others will also suffer physically and mentally because the person lacks control. So it is concluded that because of one's selfishness, these sufferings take place. So if one indulges in this selfishness and greed, then the person ends up committing misconduct. So if one indulges in extreme form of loba, extreme form of greed, then there will be wanting to take other people's belonging or properties by force unlawfully. So indulging in loba, one will take other people's belonging by force unlawfully, and one can also commit sexual misconduct, and one also lies or manipulate in order to have personal gain, and one can take intoxicants for fun. So because one indulges in loba greed, one commits these misconduct, one is overwhelmed by this loba greed. So in the world, such kind of greed are overwhelming. Because one lacks control of himself, herself, others are suffering due to his or her misconduct. So this is the opposite of culture. It is rudeness, which is the opposite of culture. So by committing misconduct, lack of controlling oneself, it is rudeness, which is the opposite of culture. So failing one to control oneself, others will be hurt. And yogis can see that by having self-control, others are being protected from being hurt. So it is said that if one is free from enmity, one will also be free from danger. So it implies that if one is not free from enmity, one will not be free from danger. There are two kinds of enmity, internal enmity and external enmity. Internal enmity means akusala, unwholesomeness, and kilesa, defilements. So these unwholesomeness and defilements are internal enmity. And external enmity are beings. So one can meet external enmity in the form of being only from time to time. But one is meeting internal enmity all the time. One is encountering internal enmity continuously all the time. So these internal enmity are giving trouble internally from the inside. So Defilements such as lobha, greed, are internal enmity. If one indulges in lobha, greed, one will not be free from internal enmity, and thus one will meet frightening danger. Indulging oneself in lobha, greed, one can meet frightening danger such as attanuvadabhaya, having self-criticism, having self-blame. So self-blame and self-criticism is also a kind of frightening danger. And paranuvadabhaya, the person will be blamed and criticized by others, especially the wise people. So being blamed and criticized by others is also a kind of frightening danger. And dandabhaya, the third one, is that because of one's wrongdoing, the person will be punished by the authorities by law. So being punished by the authorities by law is the third kind of frightening danger. And because the person has committed misconduct with bad volition, the person will be reborn in lower existences. So being reborn in lower existences is also frightening danger. So it is the fourth one. So what is the cause? Is that because one is not free from enmity, one cannot be free from danger. So everyone wants to be free from fear. Everyone wants to be peaceful. If one wants to be peaceful, one should be free from internal enmity, and thus one will be free from danger. So it is very logical as cause and effect. So everyone wants to be free from enmity, free from danger. Everyone wants to be peaceful both in the mind and the body. So long as one is not free from internal enmity, one will be meeting frightening danger. So Buddha had taught for the persons who wants to be free from internal enmity, who wants to stay peacefully without any danger, Buddha had taught to overcome extreme form of defilements. So if one has extreme form of lobha, greed, one will be taking other people's belongings by force. One will be having sexual misconduct with women who are under guardianship of their parents. And one can also commit adultery with other people's spouses. So if one commits such thing, one may be fulfilling his or her wish. So it may seem that he, she is having success. But actually, the person is losing to his or her internal enmity. It may seem that the person is getting what he, she wants, but actually, the person is giving up on his or her internal enmity. The person is losing, defeating from his or her internal enmity. And this is not the true culture. So committing such misconduct, the person's behavior will be impure, unclean, rude, and gross. so that the person will not be in peace. So these are the bad consequences of indulging in extreme form of lobha. If one only has interest on one's gain and success, one is not thinking about other people's benefit, and thus he, she is lacking metta, lacking loving kindness. If the person is only interested in one's group gain and benefit, not having any interest for others' benefit, not caring even if others are suffering, then this person lacks metta, the person lacks loving kindness. So, if one is very selfish, one lacks metta, loving kindness. So, such kind of people who are very selfish, having interest only on personal gain or one's group or one's family's gains, then the person does not have any patience or forgiveness when dealing with other people. So if others also hurt him or her, he, she does not have any patience or forgiveness, so there will not be any sacrifice. So in this way, the person will lack karuna, the person will also lack compassion towards others. So if one lacks metta, loving kindness, the person will be generating hatred kind of dosa. If one lacks compassion, karuna, the person is automatically developing cruelty kind of dosa. So these kind of dosa does not have to be developed on purpose. Just by being lack of metta, one will be developing hatred kind of dosa. By lacking compassion, one will be developing cruelty kind of dosa. So if one indulges in lobha, greed, one will be tormenting, hurting others. One will have envy, jealousy. One will be deceiving, lying for one's gain. So in this way, one will be committing misconduct because he, she cannot control himself, herself. So if one is committing such misconduct, others will be hurt. So it is said that the culture, his or her culture is ruined. He, she is losing culture by failing to control oneself, committing this misconduct. So if one has self-control, one will not be committing misconduct, and thus one is said to be protecting others from being hurt. And this is the true culture. This is the true essence of a human. If one does not look only for personal gain or one's family, one's group's gain, one will be free from extreme form of lobha. So the person will be wanting welfare or benefit of others. So he, she is developing loving kindness, metta towards others, wanting other people's benefit or welfare. So in this way, good states of mind will be developed. The person will have patience, forgiveness, compassion, consideration, towards others. So this is the true culture, which is the true essence of a human. So having a extreme form of lobha, it is not good. And it is not good to have a extreme form of hatred, cruelty, which is dosa. If one is free from dosa, he, she will be developing mitta, loving kindness, and karuna, compassion. Having this mitta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion, being free from dosa, anger, one is said to have victory on oneself and also protecting others from being hurt. So in this way, one gets rid of the impurities in the mind. The person will have wisdom. There will be no extreme form of foolishness, and thus the person knows very well what is beneficial, what is harmful, what is suitable, what is not suitable. Having this prudence and reflection, the person can easily refrain from misconduct. And also, the person will take the opportunity and time to perform good conduct. So nowadays, as much one strives, as much one tries hard, one can get the opportunity to practice in order to have true culture, true essence of a human. So the more the person practices diligently, one will get this opportunity to gain this true culture to 100%. So Buddha had taught more than 2,500 years ago how to get rid of, how to abandon misconduct, and how to perform culture and cultivate good conduct. So Buddha's teachings, which were given more than 2,500 years ago, are still used till now. So if the person is able to make use of the Buddha's teaching in an effective way, then the person will gain true culture, true essence, and the person will have faith and confidence more and more. So by practicing, one will be cultivating true culture, true essence, and his or her life will be uplifted. So knowing from his or her experience that this Dhamma can lead to true culture, true essence, which can uplift one life, one will have faith and confidence in the practice. So Saraji said, you all have 44 days, 6 weeks. If you make use of the Buddha's teaching accurately, Saraji guarantees that you will gain the true culture. So today 1 hour is up, so Saraji will continue to explain the methods, how to make use of this Dhamma. By making use of this Dhamma effectively, how one will have true culture and true essence. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.